This podcast is a 2020 Pod Roger production. Supported by GrowSites. Affordable, beautiful, professional websites. Customized to your specific needs. To see how you can grow your project, visit GrowSites. GROWSIT.ES.
Australian value number one, in which Ellen Sludge breaks the cardinal law. Many moons ago, Sir Roger wrote the first law of Australian values. In fact, Museums Victoria displayed and immortalised the Values Australia Aussie Values t-shirt. Australian value number one is, politicians do not own Australian values. The fact that John Hunt the Coward and Slim Beazley had engaged in a battle to hijack Australian values was the reason that Sir Roger had taken up arms against this anti-social piracy and became a global celebrity. The human beings least qualified to be aware of, understand, protect Australian values are, of course, bloody politicians. Politicians have continually attempted to kidnap our values and debauch them into the authoritarian beliefs of the alt-right, the international Catholic pedophilia ring, and the born-again theocratists. Values are not created by fiat, by law, by act, charter, legislation, regulation, or decree. Real values are organic, historic, and always evolving. Values are created by the mass of free individual humans, unless they're members of the Hills Are Alive Church of the Sound of Music, in which case they're just the brainwashed living dead. So the latest dickhead in charge of controlling Australian citizens and what they're required to believe is Ellen Smudge, acting mincer for denizens, imitation, migraine surfaces, and multicultural affairs, including responsibility for au pairs. What are Ellen's qualifications for nurturing Australian values? Well, mostly fudging. In June 2017, Smudge and Liberal Party colleagues Greer Cunt and Michelle Sucker faced the possibility of being prosecuted for contempt of court after they made public statements criticising the sentencing decisions of two senior judges while the government was awaiting their ruling on a related appeal. They avoided prosecution by eventually making an unconditional apology to the Victoria's Court of Appeal. Conviction could have resulted in their expulsion from the Parliament under Constitution Section 44(2), and as a result, the government losing its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives. And of course, more recently, there was this. In March 2020, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal ordered that an Afghan asylum seeker who had previously been a part of the Afghan National Army be granted a temporary protection visa. Smudge, who was acting imitation minister at the time, instantly appealed the judgment of the AAT to the federal court, which failed. However, during the six-day appeal process, the asylum seeker had been kept in a detention centre. 6 months later, the federal court found that Grudge engaged in conduct which can only be described as criminal, and that Drudge had deprived the asylum seeker of his liberty, which has prompted calls for his resignation. As you will be unsurprised to learn, Ms. Nudge, full name Nudge Nudge Wink Wink Say No More, is an old hand at dog whistling, and as Joe Biden said of the Trump, this guy has a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn. She doesn't really like anyone who is not a white Christian who speaks English. The western suburbs love it. Ellen Judge wants it to be very clear that her government deeply believes in and supports Australians' freedom of speech. This is presumably why there is no actual statement in the Australian Constitution permitting or mandating freedom of speech, and why no government has ever proposed any referendum to establish this right, and why freedom of speech is a thinly technical presumption devised by a few narrow majorities of High Court judges and only with respect to political speech. You might say that all speech is in a sense political, and you'd be right. But you might not wish to be the one to fork out the cash to run a case in the matter in the High Court. All citizens are equal under the law and have equal rights of access to justice as long as they have the funds to afford a decent lawyer. The Australian government's tolerance and its attitude to free speech are demonstrated by its amendments to Wikipedia. and its action to kindly inform Values Australia in March 2007 that if it didn't pull the site down, it would send it to jail on the basis of a variety of laws, including already repealed clauses. This was in addition to its actually closing down a parody site of Prime Minister Coward. So aspirational immigrants need to understand that by free speech, the government means you can say anything you like, anything at all, that agrees with the government and does not hurt its fragile feelings or sense of self-importance. Mateship, of course, is the value most often and most fiercely promoted as the essence of being Australian, because no other country has anything at all like such a value. Australia is so mateship-oriented that we even celebrate it by smearing our toast with a black grease called Vegemate. You might think that mateship is just a kind of friendship, and other countries have friendship, so what's so special? But no, mateship is something far more deep and complex. Here's what Sir Roger says about mateship. 1. Mateship is the one and the only central pillar of Australian values. 2. Only men are permitted to have mates. 3. Women are banned from having mates because women have actual meaningful interpersonal relationships with actual friends, which is against the rules of mateship. 4. Mateship is not the same as shipmate, which suggests a very different kind of relationship. 5. Mates do not touch each other. 5A, unless they're pissed, when a mate might use the term matey and profess an unseemly level of affection. This transgression is only tolerated because the mates are so pissed they won't remember it in the morning. This is the evolutionary function of the hangover. So what is mateship? Mateship is pretending to be friends with someone who doesn't want your job. A mate is someone who won't sleep with your mistress without asking you first. A great mate is a rugby league footballer who invites you to a gangbang with the other members of his team. Ruby Murdochracy will be your true mate if you're a biddable politician and you're stroking just the way he likes it, at least for as long as you're useful. A mate is what men have who are incapable of attracting actual friends, see politician, or of forming any kind of vaguely intimate relationships, particularly in their own families, see politician. As Sir Roger says, the only strange thing about mateship is that the people who have promoted this value most loudly over the last several decades, and now, as we see, Minister Bludge, have never had a real mate in their lives because they're such dorks and bogans. Minister Sludge is a certified bogan, being from rural Victoria. The people who call politicians mates only do it because the politicians might have useful stuff they can give them, like TV stations or Australia. They gave that away to their mate Ruby Murdochracy. Values Australia has exhumed from 2007 a special alternative mateship test, which we guarantee no Australian politician or fat-ass bureaucrat would pass, particularly the Minister for Dick and his silly pen pushers. Take the Values Australia mateship test yourself. Use it for trivia nights. The link's in the show notes.